Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everybody. Neil Baker's Psychic Hour and our second anniversary show. I am Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
Well, it's been a long 2 years. A long 2 years on the show. It was an interesting hello. It feels like we've been doing this forever, actually.
Yeah, it does, like, doesn't it? 2 years, it's hard to believe.
It really is.
It's a long time. Well, not really a long time, but it's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows. I think you've calculated how many hours one would have to listen to our shows in succession, and it's like, I don't know, a week or something.
Yeah, I think we've done about 200. We've done over 200 shows. I know that.
Yeah. So.
And so that'd be quite a bit of time. We've appeared on other radio stations and whatnot. But, I've been on the radio since... I've been on the radio for about 10 years now. There was a show called Angels in Waiting I was on.
And that was like a... it was a local radio show,
it was
right?
An FM station.
It was an FM station,
uh-huh.
And you were... you did a psychic show on that.
Yeah, I was
network.
A guest on that. And then I've been on, of course, Blog Talk for about 5 years.
And also you were on an AM radio station in Massachusetts. We actually did a show on there together once, but you were a guest regularly, Conversations with Keith, which isn't on the air anymore.
Oh, yeah, that was an AM station.
Right.
Was it AM or FM?
It was AM.
AM. That was regular radio, I think.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, lots of stuff in there, and TV and stuff. Yeah, there's been a lot. It's been a pretty good history of being in the media. But what's important in that, of course, is the idea that we're here, stuff on the media and radio and TV is all about service, I think. And this is what this show is about. Being available to people out there and informing them and teaching them and things like that, which was something that even my grandfather, he was a psychic, and he was very big on helping people around him. He was not in the same league as me, and he told me he wasn't, even though I was a little boy, and he was around 4 years old when he started to instruct me in the psychic journey of my life.
Well, things were way different for him in his era because obviously the media wasn't as prevalent as it is
there
now.
Was no media.
So, and
nothing.
Psychics were around. I mean, everybody's a psychic nowadays.
There was Sam Kinison, I think his name was.
Sam Kinison's a comedian.
He was rather psychic too. Kenny Kinison, I think his name was, and Gene Dixon. And people like that, Croswell, they were psychics that would appear astrologers that would appear on radio shows and TV shows and things like that. But you didn't really have anything. The only thing you had back then were maybe the psychic fortune readers on the corner or something. But my grandfather was the real thing. He was psychic. He had the third eye, and he believed in the past lives. And this was back he was born he was born in, I think, about 1895, and he was a psychic throughout his life. But when I was around 3 or 4, he started to instruct me in the psychic sciences, And his house was totally haunted by spirits and guides. He had them all over the place. And he was really the first one who taught me not to be afraid of spirits, but he did it in a very unique way. He threw me into rooms where there were ghosts, and he locked me in closets and told me not to be afraid of them and to get to know them. He had me sleep in one of his most haunted rooms of his house. Was a room where a spirit was very active. It would rock in a rocking chair and appear in front of me. But when you're 4 years old and you see a spirit in a rocking chair rocking, staring at you, and standing up and moving towards you, and what he did was he locked the door so I could not get out. I had to learn really quickly not to be afraid of these spirits.
And you've adopted some of his instructional techniques.
I have. I actually kidnap children and throw them in closets and teach them to be up here. You know, this other, what's this, a psychic that does all the thing with the kids?
Oh, Chip Coffee.
Chip Coffee. I've heard him. You know, sometimes I tend to agree with him in many ways, but I think sometimes he's overindulgent.
We've been seeing his face a lot online. Yeah. For some reason, he must be advertising, doing an advertising campaign on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I can't profess to say that he's not wrong, but
I think. You mean?
Well, I think that a lot of kids who think they're connecting really aren't. There's a certain energy and vibration that the psyche can collect a lot of energy, and we're all sort of psychic, and we're all sort of perceptive,
mm-hmm.
according to the psychic realm. But do we actually talk to spirits? That's a different category than just picking up the vibrations that are in the astral realm.
And speaking of talking to spirits, we've been doing a lot of house calls. I know you wanted to touch on that a little bit, Neil. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, we seem to get a lot of house calls, and now that Kristen's in my life and we're going on house readings and whatnot, you're experiencing it more too, Kristen,
mm-hmm.
that I get a lot of calls about suicides, people who have died in the house, people who have committed suicide, things like this. And so we've been getting a lot of calls. And a lot of times suicide victims are locked in the realm where they committed the act of suicide.
Right.
And so I get a lot of energies from being called on house calls where the activity is very strong, especially where the individual committed to suicide.
Okay, let me ask a question, Neil, just for clarification. When someone commits suicide or loses their life due to something that's unnatural and they weren't supposed to go before their time, essentially, oftentimes they do get stuck in the earth plane.
You could say stuck. What they do is they stay in the realm, in the strong physical realm. It's on the astral level.
Right.
But they stay in the strong kind of companion physical realm of the earth until their natural life would be up. And then the guides and spirits come in and they start to evaluate what not. And that's why there's such intensity. Now, in my own life, my uncle committed suicide.
Right, and we talked about that on the last show, as well as your grandfather. Right?
My grandfather committed suicide. Now, he hung himself in a closet, and my uncle shot himself in the head. Consequently, I acquired his home where he committed suicide, and so he would visit me often there, and this was my own uncle. And he always would enter, it's weird, he'd always enter my realm by having a door slam shut, the most rudest door slamming shut I could imagine. And he'd appear to me. Now, his energy would manifest into a physical realm. I did see him with his head blown off. I mean, not his head blown off, but his head was
severely gruesome. Mm-hmm.
And he lived in a realm that was almost like, it was like a saloon where you go upstairs and there's the rooms upstairs and there's all this fighting, and it's like a drunken saloon in the Western days. Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
And the realm that he was residing in had that kind of energy and commotion in it. And he invited me in it, and I left in spirit, meaning I went out of my body into the astral realm during my conscious hours of waking. And visited him in that realm and saw the realm and how rowdy it is. It's really quite amazing to see where some of these individuals who have committed suicide, where they end up. Now, that doesn't mean they all end up there. And this isn't to say that anyone who, don't send me letters, please. This isn't to say that everybody who commits suicide goes to a place of chaos. But oftentimes, this is what happens to the spirit in that realm. And it's amazing, because when the act of suicide occurs, they tend to want to come back into the body because they realize that there's been a rude disconnection in their life, and they try to get back into the body to resolve their issues. That's why suicides tend to come stay very close to human figures.
Right.
So, so we went on one of these calls and recently, and there was a lot of activity in the house, a lot of commotion, whimpering, crying, things moving, and it gets rather dramatic in its effect, especially if there's a lot of chaos in the individual's energy field. So oftentimes, too, there'll be a constant reenactment of the act. So a lot of times, people who go to hotels and stuff, they keep, people report, in that room 18, you'll see a woman that every night that she jumps out the window. She keeps jumping out the window. Well, sometimes the spirits have are kind of locked in the very last moment of their time, and it's not just residual energy. There still can be active spirits who have to reenact the energy of their act and forever repeat it until there's some resolution. That's why they're so prone to want to be near live human energy, because they feel that there might be some assistance there, so it's sort of a reaching out. It's very hard to get these spirits to move on. The typical fashion is that people call in a psychic and they tell, come in here so you can disrupt the disruption and get the spirit to go to the light and move on. Well, that's not always possible, because the spirit's locked in a kind of karmic situation. What one can do is ease the spirit's energy, calm it down, feel like at least there's a contact, which is what we typically do in some of these house readings.
Yeah, call us up, 562-596-7818. It's really interesting going on the house readings, Neil, and I always love interacting with spirits. I remember our first reading, well, not first reading, but when I first met you and came to do extended readings with you at your home, we had, there was a woman looking at her watch repeatedly. So you were, there was a spirit, I actually smelled the spirit. It was like this mulberry candle scent that mm-hmm. I remember from my youth, but she was doing that repetitive thing you told me. I didn't see her, of course, but looking at her watch. So it's interesting how people can be stuck in their element
yeah,
and progression.
It's amazing. That's what's fun about being a psychic. Just 2 days ago, Lauren Bacall, who recently died, she came to me in spirit during my sleep, and she informed me that she was going to be working a little bit with me. Now, what she's doing, it's funny, believe it or not, what she's doing up in the realm she's in, the astral realm, is she's preparing human beings to come down to the earth to be in the media, the acting realm.
Really?
And she brought me into a astral room and showed me that what she was doing was she was teaching people dance lessons, how to dance.
So is she, quickly, we have a lot of callers, so we do need to kind of wrap up here.
Yeah.
But did she transcend the planet? Or
well,
she's
a teacher.
She's working, but is she returning to the planet? Is she going to have to come back into the
human body?
It doesn't
seem like she's returning. It seems like she's going to be a teacher.
On the soul level.
On the soul level, teaching souls that are prepared to go into the body that are going to become entertainment figures. So where she goes, you know how you whistle, you just put your lips together and blow.
Uh-huh.
Well, now she's apparently saying, you know how you dance, you just, do a couple of steps and take off.
That's amazing.
But she's... The dance element that she's doing is also a metaphor for the dance of life, the dance of entertainment, the dance of expression. But she's in there, and she's probably going to be sending me souls to work, human beings to work with that are, I get a lot of media and actors and actresses and directors, so she'll probably be doing that. But folks, she's alive and well in the astral realm, and mm-hmm. she's a teacher.
Okay, let's get to some of our callers, but first, Neil, we do have a question from one of our regular listeners. We are not going to mention this person's name, but she's asking about a work situation. a person at work, that there is a shift in feelings from this individual towards our listener.
Oh, you know, that there's a natural shift?
She says she feels there's a shift in the feelings coming from this person.
Towards her.
That's right.
Towards this person.
And can we answer that, and then we'll get to the
question. Yeah, well, to answer that on this little footnote is, yes, this is a history that we were working on and the energy that we were working on, and indeed there's going to be that shift in time. Now, of course, when two people meet and one is ahead of the other in terms of their likeness or their attraction or their interaction, it goes to say that even though there may be, and I use this term loosely, soulmates, one can be ahead of the other because the soul is awakening first, and the human being is more in touch with their soul energy, and so they may have a more of an intense awareness that energy is going to come. When I'm reading two individuals and I determine that they've had a soulmate history, then I can say verbatim, well, you're going to be first in this awareness, but there will be the awareness from the other individual will come in time as we work through the karma and stay steadily on the path. So it is a progression of energy.
Okay, great. And, everybody that's in queue right now is getting a reading because we're dropping. Let's see. I guess 407 is next. They came back in. So we've got six people in the queue.
Six people in the queue.
And about 43 minutes. So
we'll try to get all of our callers in since they did call. That's what's unique about our show is we try to get all the callers in. So the time factor will be according to how many callers we have.
Okay. And real quick, Neil, before we get to these callers, is there any prediction specifically about a change in that relationship? I mean, as far as something solid you can say.
Well, it's going to fluctuate. But you know, you take one step forward, two steps back, one step forward. The idea is that there is one step forward going on. So there's going to be a progressive energy going on, even though the contingencies, the karma, will also prompt the individual to kind of suddenly step back and withdraw, and then there'll be a movement back.
Okay.
So it's going to be back and forth.
Alrighty.
Also, the idea for this individual is look for candy.
Candy.
And I mean like, see candy stores. There's an element of candy that's going to be going on.
Okay. All right. Area code 407 is our first caller. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I'm Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Double L?
And yes, two L's.
Okay. I think we've spoken with you before, Michelle, right? Yes.
Yes. Yes. And my birthday is 10/17/74.
30 equals 3. What's your question today?
My question is, I'm working on doing some workshops here in my local state, and I want to know if you can give me some suggestions on moving that forward, getting that going.
Okay.
You mean you're doing workshops like spiritual workshops or something, energy workshops?
No, with languages.
With languages. Let's see. I'm working
English.
Out your energy. Yeah, 33 equals 3.
Yeah.
Oh, with English? You're doing workshops with English? In English?
Yes.
You mean teaching people how to speak English?
Yes, using the English language, people that are non-native speakers, right.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, you obviously have your own teaching techniques and things you've learned both academically and creatively in your realm. I believe that what you've got to do too, Michelle, since you're calling me and I'm a psychic and a spiritual energy, is to work on chakra number 5. Now, chakra number 5 is the chakra of communication. It's the throat chakra. And that element combined with the 6th chakra, which is the third eye or the brain, can be very intense in terms of how someone can grasp another language. Now, you can learn multiple languages because the chakra number 6 is the cosmic energy of life, which means that we hold all knowledge in that chakra. And chakra number 5 is just the expression of the knowledge. So you might want to, I don't know, there might be areas of energy where there can be visualization in your teaching methods. And so the way that you visualize a word to a object or a subject or a or a symbol or a metaphor might be important. Of course, you're going to know as a teacher how to combine the energies and whatever you do in terms of learning language. But on a mystical level, this can be done also through breathing, visualization, internalizing the energy in the third eye, saying the word and visualizing it, breathing it at the same time, letting the visual energy of the word go through the mouth, the fifth chakra. So I would probably take it to that mystical stance, since you're asking me above and beyond the mechanics of what you already know in terms of teaching language.
Okay. Those are good suggestions. Just one thing about finding people. I'm having a difficult time doing that. I know they're out there, but I'm having a difficult time getting them.
Well, there's no difficulty in finding that, because if you activate the third eye and send out the energy, then you're going to find the people and they're going to come to you. Now, you may have combined that with practical measures of the internet or whatever, advertising, but there's something in your chakra number six that has to open up, because if you're having a little trouble, that just means that there's a clog in your chakra number six, your third eye, that needs to be opened up a little bit, and you're going to find people coming to you. But that's not something we can do on the radio today, Michelle.
Okay. Michelle, if you have any maybe desire to go a little bit deeper, you can get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818. Okay. Thank you for your call.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. And everyone, of course, can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. I think I forgot to mention that at the top of the show. They can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. We have a private caller next. Good morning. Are you unmuted? Okay. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen. It's been a few months since I've spoken to you guys.
Who is this?
Oh, Stacy.
Stacy with an E, right?
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
Remember the day after Christmas?
Maybe, but let me get your birth date first, and then I'll let you refresh.
12/26/67.
Oh, that's what you said. Oh, I see.
1967.
She says day after Christmas. Okay. Yes, we needed the year. Okay, go ahead.
Just wondering when you see a job coming in, you know, that I'll be working at a desk or, working.
Okay.
You're 46 years old now, and you had an energy change at 34. Probably the worst-case scenario is January. That's the worst case.
Oh, I can't afford to be without work.
No, you can't afford it, but I'm saying you're not listening. Stop and listen. The worst-case scenario is January. The reaction shouldn't be, I can't wait till then. Here's what you should do, Stacy. Say, okay, the worst-case scenario is January. What can I do to bring it in sooner? That's what you should be saying to me, because you're putting out a vibration when you say, I can't wait till then. That's a vibration you've just put out. What you've got to do first in vibrational work to get this work coming in sooner is say, I understand my worst-case scenario is January. My desire, my energy field is such that I want to bring it in sooner. So we're going to try to bring it in sooner, as soon as September. So I've got to, you know, what happens when I work with people is that they put out a, when people respond to me and interact with me, they put out the wrong vibration. They don't realize what harm they're doing to themselves. So we've got to keep a positive energy. Everything's got to remain positive. January. Oh, that's great. Now, I want to bring it in sooner. Let's bring it in sooner. That's how you should respond. That's the first energy field I should get from you. So now, Stacy, have you heard about anybody in your family crossing over? Has there been any deaths in the family, in the remote family, anybody who's crossed over within the last year?
No, the last 3 years.
The last 3 years? Okay, then yeah. I'm going to make an adjustment, because I knew it was kind of recent. But I'm just, you know, for the purposes of quickly doing readings on the radio, was that like a grandmother, an uncle, an aunt? Who was that person?
Oh, my dad.
Oh, because I felt it was intense. So your dad crossed over in the last 3 years, and you're born in 67, so your father unfortunately crossed over kind of relatively early in life, right?
Well, mid-70s.
That's relatively early, mid-70s. I mean, you know, we get into the 80s. When you're in your mid-70s today, we're kind of in the realm that's pretty early because people are so active in their 70s. Well, he's reaching out to me today. Because
he is? Well,
You didn't have a good relationship with him?
Not really, no.
I understand. Why they reach out, Stacy, is because they see the wrongs they did and they're trying to correct them from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So your father, with all due respect to the energy level of what you went through with him, he's trying to work with me and correct something because he left so much undone. So let's just consider, and I don't have a lot of time, but let's just consider that he's here to correct something, and let's put aside our issues with him for just a moment, because I'm going to try to get something in by September, October, right in that month. We're so close to it now that we're talking about relatively within a month that we're going to get you.
Oh, okay.
So I'm putting that in. Now, I'm going to ask you a really strange question really quick over the air. When was the last time you changed your sheets, bed sheets, something with the sheets?
Yesterday I went into douche.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, Stacy. I'm going to ask this spirit to help us get you a job by September, maybe between September 15th, 18th, that you're going to have that desk job you're looking for. I can only, on the radio today, put it in as a request, and we'll see what happens. Call us back and let us know.
Okay, Stacy, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. All right, we've got a caller from 419. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Dorothy, and my birthday is March 28, 1951.
Thanks for being ready with that. 51, 51?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Dorothy?
March 28th.
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, what's your question today? 1323.
I'm just wondering what's holding me back with my health. I constantly get bronchitis and sinus infection.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
So you constantly get bronchitis?
Yes.
Infection. Yeah, you have a difficult number, Dorothy. You're a 29112. That's a challenging number to be in the earth with that master number. Have you been divorced at all?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah. It comes in, you know, 29112s, they come in with a kind of built-in system of challenges and whatnot. And you're having sinus problems, bronchitis in the chest and everything like that, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, because on the karmic side of the energy, you're a 4, which is your lung energy, your force energy, your heart and lungs and things like that. It gets into your sinuses. We're dealing with the 5 and 6. Another thing you have, Dorothy, the environment in your home is hurting you. Now, some of us have a tolerance for the energy of our home because homes capture a lot of energy, molecules, dust, mold, spores, things like that.
Right.
There's something in your home environment that I'm disturbed about. To your knowledge, is there anything wrong with your home? Mold, dust, anything?
Not inside the house, but we live in the woods. And it's been wet and damp here, so I know that's part of it.
That's where it's coming from, Dorothy. You live in the woods, so the spores and the energies are coming in through the window, and that's where it's coming from. A lot of mushrooms are going now and just all kinds of fungus, and that's what's affecting you, and it's because of a past life. And I do believe that in a past life, you actually died in the woods. You were succumbed by the elements and you died in the woods and your body decomposed in a wooded area and it brought up an energy field for you that in this lifetime you have that energy field. Probably right now a dry climate would do you well, a dry, arid climate would do you well, or in creating that climate within your home would do you well. A lot of vitamin D, a lot of sunlight, but it's got to be in a humid area. The moisture is not doing you that a large amount of good. Anybody with any leg problems in the family, or did you ever have any leg or hip problems?
No, no.
And no leg.
My mom had some hip problems, but she's 86 years old. So
I don't care. That's all. No, your mom. So the answer is yes. My mom had some hip problems. That's what I. That's the vibration I need. So we got to go back, correct the element of what you said, and the answer would be yes. My mother, she has hip problems. I don't care if she's 82. What I care about is that she had hip problems, because now I've got the. I have maternal energy going on. And so the only thing I can say to you right now, Dorothy, because of the limitation of time on the radio, is you've got to get into an arid energy. Aside from that, there's a little bit of psychic work that can be done, but that's going to be real important. And your element right now is coming from the wooded areas, the spores, things like that. You may need a dehumidifier in your home, something to clear the energy up. There's different things that you can do, but that's where it's coming from.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. 596-7818. Of course, there's our Facebook account linked here under our Blog Talk Radio profile and our Twitter account. There's Neil's Facebook fan page. And that's it. All right. Let's bring on our caller from the 949 area code, a local person. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Selena.
Selena? Gosh.
Yes. I haven't talked to you guys for about almost a year now.
Yeah, I totally remember you. How do I spell
you
your name? Oh, yeah. Yes.
S-A-L-I-N-A.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if you see some good things coming my way. I've done a lot of transitions over the past year, and right now I'm working on trying to complete my thesis, and I wanted to see.
Selena?
Yes.
I want to tell you something. Before you said thesis, I wrote down on a piece of paper, and Kristen can vouch for this, educational.
Educational, yes.
So I personally don't remember our readings. I just don't. But I will confess this. I felt educational energy around you.
Could we get Selena's birthday? Because I don't remember that.
Oh. You don't remember what?
Your birth date. Could we get your birth date, please?
Oh, okay. It's 6-17-62.
62. Okay. All righty, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
So what, Selena, your question specifically today is what?
Yeah, but my question is what, you know, what good things you see coming soon or my way in regards to love or career or whatever you see. I mean,
oh, it's contingent on your thesis. It's contingent.
Okay.
You know, you came down here purposefully to create this thesis and to get this educational energy done. So that's one of your karmic journeys that you had to complete on this planet, in terms of what has to come first. So once that's done, and I'm getting around to May energy, so I know that we're about a year away, well, less than a year away now. We're about maybe 9 months away. That's when the educational energy will share it and link itself with the romantic energy.
Okay.
There's a strong element of psyche in this. So what was your interest in psychology?
Oh, well, I don't really have too much of an interest in psychology. It's more toward I work with kids, so
no,
with special education.
You work
special
with what?
Education?
So, no. That's psychology.
Yeah,
That's psychology.
I'm trying to finish up my thesis. I'm really been diligent this past month in trying to get it completed. So that's what I'm working on. That's my goal.
Well, that
I'm trying to work with my professor on trying to complete it because it's just been dragging for a while now, for a year or so. So I need to get it done.
Yeah. Well, you're dragging too much. You're dragging too much. So this can't be happening. Get it done. What's the matter with you? Just get it done. Quit debating about it. You got to do it. Get it done. Don't question it so much. Don't go into all this angst about it. You're intelligent. Just get the damn thing done.
Gentle Neil.
I know. You know, life things happen and you get redirected. You know, but I'm worrying now. I'm putting it in my face. You know, I put my boxes because I'm doing my index cards. You know, I'm doing my cut and paste and rewriting and all that stuff. So I'm like, I need to get it done.
Okay. No, don't say I need to. Say I've got it done. It's done. You say it now because the element of this is I've got to my process as a guide for you is to eliminate any procrastination or excuses. That's the best thing I can do for you. You got to get it done. Do it quickly. And that's the best answer for your romance and your relationships and your personal life because there's a contingency factor there. And I, as a reader, don't see any reason why you can't do this quickly. So anything that you produce in terms of procrastination or excuses or difficulties is going to be irrelevant. It doesn't work. So you got to get it done quickly so that we can get this all through and by May, if not before, have that clearance for your pleasure in your personal life.
Okay, Selena.
Okay, well, sounds good. Thank you.
Connecting, we appreciate it. Thank you. Let us know how things progress, of course.
Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, 219 area code. Boy, we've got a lot of callers today. I put readings in the title, and then we get a onslaught. I think that was what did it.
Well, that's why, forgive me for rushing through the readings, but that's why people who call for a reading, we believe in getting answering everybody's calls.
If we can do it, which
hopefully you're
going to
get, you know,
today.
I'm going to be direct and quick, but hopefully people are going to be on their toes and get the message so we can move on to the next person.
Okay, not 219, you're on the air.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello?
Who is this?
Hi, I'm Liz.
Liz, hi. And birth date, location, please, Liz.
Indiana, 10/29/67.
And what brings you to our show, Liz?
Yes, I have a question. I had a dream, a very vivid dream, where I was in a building, but the thing was the numbers 230 kept coming up a lot in that dream.
Okay. Quickly, Liz, what birth date again, please, because I think Neil and I heard two different things.
10/29/67.
Yes, it was me that heard a different thing. Neil got it right. Okay, the numbers that were coming up in your dream again?
230.
230. Okay, go ahead.
And so you have... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, because it kept repeating in the dream, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. What does it mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I want you to write down 102.
Okay.
Now that happens to be your month and the first number in your day of your birth.
Okay.
Okay. Now you see the two?
Yes.
Now just write that down on a piece of paper, then put the two and the one together. Now you have a three.
Okay.
There's your second number, and your third number is zero. Mm-hmm. What you're seeing, Liz, is the symbols of a past life energy where you had issues on the earth and issues with sexuality, meaning relationship. Are you at all divorced or in trouble with relationship at all?
Relationship.
Uh-huh. See, what the energy is sending you is numerical energies that are statements. And that statement, 102, which is now translated as 230, means that you are dealing with the issues of a relationship where there's fire in it and the chance of it dying.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're dealing with right now. And the relationship you're in is a passive not a passive, I'm sorry, a past life relationship.
Past life relationship. You just didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, that zero demonstrates that the relationship in the past had destruction in it. There might have been intense alcoholism or somebody died at somebody else's hands, but the relationship had trouble in it. And so you revisit the relationship with the soul of the person that you knew that's now in this body, but the two of you had a connection in a past life, and you're working out the fire of that energy. And right now, the likelihood of it ending is more predominant than continuing. But you've got to release yourself of the energy and the karma of that relationship so that you can move on with a free breath and find something new without continuing with the extended amount of karma. So don't look for clarity, look for honesty, look for direction, look for strength, look for self-autonomy. That's what you have to look for. Don't look for need. Don't look for dependency. Don't look for hypocrisy. Don't look for lies. Don't look for emotional codependency either. You have to look for the directness of your energy and feel that what you're doing is right, and then go on that bold move. Don't settle for anything less than that, whether it's coming from your partner or from you.
Okay.
All
right. Was that it, Neil?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'd like to spend
more time. Today is a super, super busy day. So,
we apologize for the brevity. The information I'm giving, by God, I hope is correct. I think it is. So it's quick and fast. My brain is on high alert to be correct.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to our next caller. And who do we have next here? My goodness. 407. Actually, 407, you do not have one press, so I'm not sure if you're just listening. So I'm going to go on to the next caller. If you'd like to speak with us, please press 1 on your phone. 716, then, is going to be our next person. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Audrey. Hi.
Hi, Audrey.
Guys.
Hi. What's your
name? My date of birth is 3569.
569. And where are you calling from, Audrey?
I'm from Buffalo, New York, but I'm on vacation right now in Virginia.
Okay. Alrighty. What brings you to our show, Audrey?
I just want to see if my relationship with this man, Sean, that I'm in love with is going to move forward, if we're going to move forward together.
Okay.
We have a very intense bond.
Okay.
You're 45 years old, and so at the age of 33, Audrey, did you go through a change in a relationship? Was there a division? Was there a change, an ending to a relationship, a new relationship at the age of 33?
Yeah, I got rid of a relationship.
You got rid of it. Where'd you bury him?
To the curb.
The curb, yeah. Thank God for
sent him to the curb.
But
yes.
that's why I asked, Audrey, because of that time in your life there was supposed to be an ending to a relationship that was karmic. Now you're in a wonderful energy level of transcendent energy right now. So your partner, this is a good sign. There's a brightness. Do you burn candles? I don't burn candles myself, but do you burn candles?
Yes, I burn candles. I burn oils. I do a lot of different things. Yes.
I get it. I'm seeing the image. The image is to me for a positive result. I feel that this is a soulmate that you've got. There's a little bit of kinks in the fabric that you got to iron out, but this potentially is your. When I say soulmate, that means that on the astral level, your souls had connected before. So that means that your souls had connected on the astral level, so your soul mates. You were mating on an astral level before. You both come down to Earth to regroup. Soulmates aren't always a guarantee. It just means that in the soul level, they've mated before. And mating on the soul level doesn't mean you were in bed having intercourse. It means that you were mating on a soul level. So this is a soul mate you had, a friend you had, a companion you had in the astral realm.
I even thought he was like my twin flame.
I don't know about that. That goes into I know what you think, and I know what people like to think.
I even thought he was like my twin flame.
I know. But I'll tell you something. Twin flames, there's a lot of calculation to really determine the accuracy of a twin flame. It's not as easy as you think. I know we all want to popularize the term, but it's not as easy as you think. You can have a person on the earth that feels like that. I'm not going to argue that. But to actually say you are with your twin soul, that's a whole different category of calculation. What you do have, Audrey, is a human being that you connected to on a soul level. There's got to be a little bit of energy that you've got to work out here. Was he divorced before?
He's going to, finalizing, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm getting the right vibration from an angel. He's got to get this divorce closed up so that we can have the clarity that is needed for the two of you to have a full energy field. You're also going to be doing some traveling with him, and I don't know why, but right now I'm seeing the Black Forest in Germany.
Oh, wow. And do you see him clearing this messy stuff up?
I do see him clearing the messy stuff up, but I don't have time. I'd have to kind of go into his birth date to make sure that it's done correctly. I mean, it's not for me to say if it's done correctly, but I can calculate and analyze the energy. There is a little bit of zone that he's got with his father figure, so I don't know where that's coming in suddenly, but there might be some issues in there. Is that how you said there are?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Okay, so this is good news, but it needs work. But the idea is it's good news, it's on its way, but you're not out of the woods yet.
Audrey, you're always welcome to call our show again, or you can get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818, to further explore
this. I will do that. Thank you so much for your positive energy.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. We're also on Facebook, so you can join us there. And, you know, I also want to point out that we just recently did shows on soulmates and twin souls, and we've done some in the past. I think we went into the twin soul element more extensively on some past shows we did. So those shows are in the archives, and I'm losing my tongue here. Those shows are in the archives if people want to revisit them. Of course, all our shows are archived, and there's a lot of content there that people can listen to.
Oh, I found your tongue is there on the floor.
Yeah. Jeez, I'm having some problems speaking.
Usually
today.
I'm the one that loses my tongue.
Apparently it's a contagious illness.
Yeah.
Okay, 843 area code is next. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, fine. Who's this, please?
My name is Pooja.
How do you spell that? K-U-J-A, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Oh, I got it right. I'm so excited. Did I win something?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, and what's your birth date, Pooja? Pretty name.
I'm calling from Charleston, and my birth date is June 26, 1985.
Mm-hmm. You know, K is worth 5 points in Scrabble. I have a K name, too. Unfortunately, in numerology, it's only worth a two. Okay. What's your question, Pooja?
I would just love to know what you see. Just in general, I feel like I'm growing spiritually and just in all parts of my life. It feels like it's a full body, mind, spirit, everything, with a lot of spiritual growth happening for the rest of the year. And so, you know, anything you could get that could kind of really help me understand it.
Yeah, Pooja, your element is very interesting. You're a 37101, so you're compounded. That means that you've come on the earth so many times now that you've acquired compounded energy, meaning that a lot of karma from many lifetimes have overlapped, and now you're dealing with a compounded energy of karma. But what's interesting about your energy is that you're 626. Now, the sixes are shown twice in your karma. They're shown twice in your karma. But the idea, though, is that one of the six is accompanied by a two, which is a rebirth factor, and that becomes an eight, which means that you're going to go into management energy. Hmm. So on a spiritual level, you're going to become a manager of spiritual energy. That means that there might be something that you might be attaining to. Now you're at the age of 29, so you're going through a relationship change, If you're not going through it with an individual, you're going through it within yourself because it's a rebirth energy you're in right now. But it comes with a certain degree of getting rid of karma while you're going through it. So you're striving towards the cream of the crop. You're striving towards your spiritual energy while you're going through your darker karmas from your past life. And those darker karmas from past life, Pooja, it will be manifested in your relationships that you've had thus far, which there could have been a couple of dark relationships, a couple of, you know, challenging things that you went through. There might have been a relationship with somebody who was going through a lot of trouble. There might have been some alcohol or drugs or something like that, or just darkness. There might have been an individual that you went through that was in this nature zone, natural zone of their energy that was produced by a past life. There seems to be something to do with siblings. I'm getting a lot of energy coming in rapidly about that. But right now, what do you want to go? Are you planning to become? Do you have ambitions to become a manager of something, or you're in your own individual energy field to where you operate your own business?
Yeah, I've had aspirations. I had a vision of just a really great foundation. And I got it really early as I stepped into a lot of the energy work. And I was always kind of born, and I was always a healer. I could always play with energy. But when I really stepped into a healing capacity in the physical realm is when I opened up to a lot of the spirituality that came through. And so the last few years I've been working as a healer, and I've had aspirations to open up a business. I started a little bit last year, but I think some of the karma kind of I almost say led me astray a little bit, like just processing all this stuff that I was going through. It wouldn't let me step forward, or maybe it wasn't the time. But this year, having done a lot of that, I went through a big clearing, cleansing period. So I am in a rebirth, complete rebirth. And when it comes to relationships, I'm actually I'm expecting a lot of supportive relationships to come in. Now, only because I feel like there's a lot of karma that I have to release and a lot of spiritual work that I need to do in order to be able to release it and to start my healing work up again, and hopefully another foundation, but something a little bit bigger than before.
I don't know you, but we're on the same page. I mean, I do know your energy. So we're on the same page. It is about releasing the karma. It is about going into a foundation of spiritual energy, which I think you were born to do, and your quest is to get there. So there's a little bit more work to do in releasing karma, releasing energy, which isn't that difficult, but it takes work. And then my read on you is that you formulate and start to establish a foundation of healing energy, which I think you're going to be successful at and do quite well at. You know, you're 29, you've got an energy field right now between 29 and 37 to do, you know, it's going to take about 7 years to get all this work done, 7 to 8 years. So, you know, you got to start now. This is very systematic in terms of releasing your energy can be released by stages. So your karma can be done in stages. And those stages, one after the other, it's very systematic in my mind. And while that's going on, you can start to establish your healing center, and you can be, you know, you can attain your wings on earth through this work, which I think you're bound to do. So that's, we're on the same page. I'm giving you a reading that validates where you're coming from. We've never spoken before, but this is the truth. This is your actualized energy that you're supposed to accomplish on this planet. You can pretty much get there by the age of 37.
Okay, we've got to move on to our next caller, but great talking to you.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, these are short today. Sorry, everybody. 562-596-7818. And what I really liked about Pooja is she's, you know, talking in spiritual terms, so it's nice to get those questions here on the air, so we do appreciate that. Okay, 856. I don't think we're going to get to everyone. This is our last one. We have two people, but I think it's going to be our last caller.
Try.
We're going to try to get to 484. Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? I haven't talked to you for a little bit now. I just came back from Europe. So whatever you can pick up on me, I'm back. I'm Rosemaria. I'm back in the States now.
Oh, hi. Remember that.
I just came back. It's been a while that I haven't talked to you guys.
Yeah, Yeah, I think we talked to you right when you got back, maybe a month ago. What's your birthday again, Rosa Maria?
12/31.
Year, please?
I'm sorry, the year, 74.
Okay, maybe we can fit both people in. Go ahead, Neil.
28/21. Yeah, you went on a karmic journey. Did you visit, perchance, any museums or anything of historic value?
Back in April when I was there.
Okay.
Back in April? Uh-huh. There's something to do with, Rosa Maria, there's something to do, and those energies, have you done anything with mummies, Egyptian energy? Were you ever involved in pyramids, anything like that in this lifetime as an interest?
No, that was like kind of sort of, because it was like a saint thing I went to. So I don't think that came close to it. I don't think.
I want, you know, there's an energy that I want you to investigate. The Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the elements, the underworld, and the travels that the Egyptians put their energy through. I want you to just briefly, even if you go online, I want you to kind of get your brain to go back there for a minute. And I want you to revisit, because I do believe that you did do some underworld travels. You had a cat with you at the time. You traveled.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, yeah.
You're connecting with. Do you have any cats in this lifetime? Any connection with cats?
Yeah, here in the U.S., one.
Okay.
So
well,
she has a cat.
Yeah. So you have a journey there. I want you to, for the purpose of brevity here on the radio, because I'm going to try to get to our last caller, I want you to go back and reapproach and revisit your energies in terms of the underworld. But what I mean by that is the Book of the Dead, the travels through the underworld, the travels through the afterlife. I just want you to read on some of the literature in that, because it's going to awaken a different energy in your brain that connects to your cosmic awareness. And then you can move from there.
Okay.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Maria. Sorry, they're short today.
It's okay.
Right, thanks. All right, we're going to bring on our last caller, Neil. 484, good morning.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Tonetta giving you the call back.
Oh, hi, Tonetta.
Hi.
So what's going on? We haven't heard from you in a while. What's your birth date, too, by the way, again?
My birth date is actually this month, August the 29th, 1974.
Okay.
I will be turning 40, so.
Congratulations. What is your question today? And this is when she hits her karma.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. My question is, I just want to know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, because I'm ready for changes. I'm ready to get moving here.
He's going to get changes.
Well, right now, you know, this is the year of your transcendence. So you're moving through all this karma, and you're about to hit an energy of transcendence, which is going to be a transcendent element in spiritual energy and relationship energy.
Wow.
So your relationships on a spiritual level and on a relationship level are going to go through a major transformation this year. So it's very good. It's very progressive. You're going to find your heart and your spirit having a wonderful union in connection with another human being.
Wow. Yeah, because right now I'm single, nothing's going on. Dan kind of, you know, he's in the background again, so I don't know if he's going to come forward and man up or what he's doing. But
no, I think it's going to be a new energy, personally.
Okay.
A new energy, a fresh energy. You're 40 years old, so you're going to find somebody new, and this is the element where you establish your heart and your balance. Your heart and your balance.
You know, we are
awesome.
Getting our 60-second warning here, but Tonetta, you can also always call us back. We're on the air on Wednesday this week at 10 a.m. Pacific. So perhaps we'll talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
But to be continued. You're very welcome. And happy birthday coming up. All right, Neil. Well, that was it. That was a busy day. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't put you on the treadmill too taxingly.
We got 9 people in today, so that's the eternal number. So
that's right.
Hopefully on our second year anniversary, we've been able to touch everybody's life and make something happen for them.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're right, 9 people. I hope so, too. Okay, we'll see everybody on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Bye-bye.